I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over 2 million people have fled Burma to escape civil war, and over 500,000 have been killed. But not all hope is lost. A missionary supported by Vision Beyond Borders is meeting the physical needs of families and orphans in Burma, as well as reaching them with the gospel. But she's not stopping there. This missionary is risking her life on the front lines to bring a message of hope and encouragement to the resistance fighters. VBB's Diane Romaine.
She actually will travel to the front lines and will supply Bibles and pray with the troops there and witness to them. And a lot of them are Christians that are actually trying to hold the army off of the villages and from the people being slaughtered.
Would you keep this woman in your prayers? Pray that God would protect her and give her the courage to keep sharing the good news. A lot of important trends emerged during the Missio Nexus conference in Florida, and it's hard to list them all. But one, collaboration, rose to the top, at least for Bruce Huseby. He's the missions director at Calvary Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
We take that old African proverb, right? If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So how do we network better together? How do we partner together, collaborate together?
Great opportunities lie ahead for mission agencies and local churches that work together. But the question is, how? And it won't be answered overnight. So would you keep the church leaders and mission agencies involved in your prayers?
We want to sit at the table, as it were, with these agency leaders so that we can help mobilize in greater ways from our churches. And it's challenging for them because, frankly, they have thousands of churches they're trying to deal with. It's one thing Jesus promised to build, and it was his church. And I know there's the Big C Church, the body of Christ, but he's expressed that through the local church.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.